This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Medium Start today.
Medium Start. Yeah, lukewarm start.
Lukewarm, there it is. Yeah, there you go. And joining us is Mr. Ori Blumenthal.
Wow, I got it right.
Yes.
You got it perfectly right.
Fantastic.
He's from Skywatch Insurance.
Okay, insurance.
Fly without that.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about insurance. I guess we do want to talk about insurance.
Yeah, you do. Actually, you do. That's why you invited me.
Right.
Thank you so much for that.
Imagine, huh? Anyway, you are providing insurance to us pilots, airframe insurance, liability, the whole shoot and match.
Yes. So let me just quickly introduce myself.
Right.
I'm Ori Blumenthal, co-founder and CTO of Skywatch. We're basically an insurance startup that uses tech to make aviation insurance more affordable, more flexible, easy to use. And you know, the bottom line is, you said you don't want to be talking about insurance, so we want to make it easy and comfortable so you could fly with peace of mind without having to worry about it, but it needs to be tailored to you.
Okay. And you are catering to the experimental home-built market?
Yes. So we have a wide range of products, also drone insurance, renter's insurance, CFI, owners. So we basically do a whole lot.
Wow.
Drone insurance,
yes.
All right.
I should have mentioned it, but as I said, we're providing high-end tech. So I'm coming from a technical background, actually.
Okay.
So everything we do is digital, and that's why it's innovative and supposed to be super simple to use, but also enables us to provide an extra edge for our users and clients.
All right. Now, are you providing hull insurance, liability insurance, or
the whole shebang?
The whole shebang.
Yeah. Insurance costs more.
All right. Yeah. But if I'm flying a drone, that's pretty much just liability only, right?
So you would be surprised. A lot of people flying drones don't want their hull coverage. Thinking about those small toys. Okay, maybe you don't want to insure that, but I do see that people do that. But when you're talking about the higher-end drones...
Yeah, like a $10,000 drone.
Yeah, the Matrice, even the Inspire, you know, with an equipment or a mm-hmm. Zenmuse camera.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let me ask you this question. I recently saw an ad for a competing company that says...
No way.
Yeah, that they will insure your kit while you're building it. Do you guys do that too?
Not currently, but another thing that's worth mentioning is that we have strong relationships with the community, so social media and Facebook, and obviously we have great customer support, and you can always reach out to us, and we are always happy to get the feedback, and we constantly try to improve. But yeah, every time we get all those questions, can I insure that? Do you insure that? What do I do if this happens or that happens? And we're there to help.
How do you approach the guy who's got his own design? This is the first of this whiz-bang special that's ever been built. You have no data background history on that type of airframe. So how do you approach insuring that?
So that's a very good question. And we partner with magnificent insurance carriers that has lots of expertise. And they have fantastic underwriters on top of our team. And wherever there's those edge cases, we have those trusted advisors to go to and help us to try to put that. But the basic stuff of what we're trying to do is basically, you know, aviation insurance is lagging behind. You see all this innovation in insurance, telematics in cars, pay by the mile, digital experiences. Everything is improving, but you don't really see the same for aviation insurance. And that's what we're trying to change with drones, CFI, renters, owners, et cetera.
Right, you're trying to bring it into the 21st century.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the 20th century. You know, we're lagging behind.
Well, the one beef that I have with car insurance and pay by the mile is I just don't think they need to know where I'm going and what I'm doing. That's basically my take on it.
Well, good thinking that they don't have a plug-in thing on most airplanes for those monitor boxes.
Yeah, you can monitor in a whole, you know, in a bunch of different ways, but it doesn't always have to be tracking exactly where you're driving. It can also be just the metadata of your behavior without knowing where you are. Or if it's by the mile, you can just do something that only tracks your mileage and doesn't track your GPS, etc.
Oh, if they need my metadata. I'm so
that's
screwed.
A tough word. He's old,
especially this early in the morning.
Yeah. So how long have you guys been in existence?
We've been in existence for a few years now, building our brand, building our presence, and rolling out products as we go. I can give one example of a product that we launched probably early or late last year. That's a CFI and renter's insurance, non-owned insurance, basically.
Right.
And we provided the first insurance that you can do usage-based, meaning you don't have to buy an annual non-owned policy that sometimes doesn't fit your needs. You can buy it by the day, by the week, by the month, or by the year if you need to. That's true for CFIs and students or renters.
How does that work? Do I have to call you and say, I'm going to fly today?
Look, you can call us. We will answer the phone, but we think it's better that you just take your phone, open it, and in 90 seconds, you can get a quote and finish everything. Everything is digital. You'll get the policy. You'll get the cert if you need it. That's super easy.
Okay. So then do you have like an app that I can use? Because if I'm paying by the day, you obviously need to track how many days I've used your insurance.
So if you use it by the day, every time you click the button, insurance starts.
Okay.
And if you want it by the week, you just buy a week in advance. So it's really tailored to what you need.
Okay. So I can control that right from my phone, the app on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that was my question. How do I know? How do you know how many days I need your insurance?
Whenever you need it, you go to the website and it will remember all your details that you filled in, your address, your name, your hours. You can always edit it, obviously. Once you have more hours, you can edit your logged hours. And you can pick and choose. So if now you're flying a single engine, that obviously a non-owned policy for single engine is cheaper than multi-engine. So you don't have to... But tomorrow you want to fly multi-engine, you don't have to get the full year policy for the expensive full year policy for multi-engine. Get the single engine and then add on as you like.
So this is basically insurance on demand.
Yes.
Just about, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
And you can tailor it to your specific circumstance.
To your demand, yeah.
Whether it be helicopter or single engine, multi-engine.
He brings up a good subject. Do you guys do rotorcraft?
It depends. It depends.
Okay. In other words, you do helicopters, but not gyros.
Well, it's a little bit more complicated than that. But
okay.
I do think that everyone should just go to skywatch.ai and find whatever insurance they need. And if they can't find it, contact us. We have the best team ever.
So you'll help me find it.
I'll help you. Don't worry.
Very good. Very good. And I need a lot of insurance.
Boy, do you ever.
Oh,
I don't know, but there are so many opportunities in aviation. Why did you guys choose insurance of all things?
Or you can ask, there are so many opportunities in insurance. Why did we choose aviation?
There you go.
That's also
okay. That works too.
So I know somebody that could use like falling off a bicycle insurance.
That's not funny. Well, yes, it is.
It could be and could be not.
Yes,
I think that. As I said, we're trying to change the paradigm that the aviation insurance is lagging behind. Look at this amazing air venture. Look at how so many passionate people there are, and they're being overlooked by insurance companies because, they have old systems, legacy systems.
And a perception that it's dangerous.
And of course, those who are not in the market, they don't want anything to do with it, and those that are in the market are doing well. And basically what we try to do is bring this innovation into this space using data, machine learning algorithms, and help safer pilots pay less, but also trying to promote safety and help those safe pilots to be even more safe.
Right. And that's obviously in your best interest.
Yes, of course. That's what's so magnificent about it, because it's a mutual interest. If people will be safe, it will be better for our books. And if people will be safer, they'll get cheaper rates, and it will be better for their books.
Right, right. I don't even know if you'll know this answer, but I'll ask it anyway because that's what we do.
Go ahead.
How many actual insurance companies are out there doing aviation?
I would say probably around 10, maybe a little bit less.
That's actually more than I was expecting.
Yeah, I was expecting about 3 or 4.
Yeah, I mean, we all know the big names.
Yeah, they're a little bit more than that, but definitely I think three or four are the major players in the
market.
We work with some of them, of course.
Of course, right now you're thinking they're the major players for now.
Yes.
I'm going to get you.
Yes.
Well, you always have to look forward to the future.
Yep. Yep. Are you seeing a good response from people here?
Actually, yes. So I've just yesterday I met a lot of people, obviously. And I met the CFI that wasn't aware of us. I'll fire the marketing manager, but
later.
Yeah, later. But anyway, now he knows about us, as well as a lot of other people now. So he didn't know about us, and when I told him, so he's a CFI, he works at a school, so most of the time he's covered basically under their policy, and he's okay with that. But whenever he wants to do something offsite, private gigs or whatnot, it doesn't make sense for him to buy an annual policy, right?
Right.
But if he's doing 1 week of a refresher course with someone privately, or 1 day, or 1 month, or whatnot, he can go to the website, get it in 90 seconds, get a quote, and bind the policy. Doesn't have to talk to anyone, and he's covered, and he can fly with peace of mind.
Good. Where can we find you on the airfield?
We're currently just walking around. We don't have a booth this year. You'll find us next year.
Well, so if you see a guy that says fly with peace of mind on his shirt, stop him.
But right. As I said, we definitely like to be in good communication with the community. So feel free to reach out directly to me. It's Ori, O-R-I, at skywatch.ai. Or just check out the website, skywatch.ai.
Very good. Very
fly
good.
Safe.
All right. Thank you, sir. This is Digital Dave. We've been speaking with Ori Blumenthal. There it was. I lost the tag. This is Digital Dave again.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.